Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Old Path White Clouds. Walking in the Footsteps of the Buddha by Thich Nhat Hanh Hien is a narrative retelling of the Buddha's life designed to be read as both story and practice. Rather than presenting a purely scholarly biography, the book weaves together well-known episodes from early Buddhist tradition with a gentle, contemplative tone that reflects the author's lifelong teaching of mindfulness. Readers follow Siddhartha Gautama from his youth, an awakening through years of teaching, community building, and responding to conflict with compassion. Along the way, the narrative highlights the human dimensions of spiritual leadership, doubt, perseverance, friendship, and the steady work of cultivating understanding. Thich Nhat Hanh's approach emphasizes lived experience over doctrine, inviting readers to notice how simple acts such as breathing, walking, listening, and speaking can become a path of transformation. The result is an accessible doorway into Buddhist thought that can speak to newcomers while still offering depth to longtime practitioners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, A Human Portrait of Awakening. A central strength of the book is its portrayal of awakening as a grounded human journey rather than a distant myth. The narrative follows Siddhartha Gautama through privilege, discomfort with suffering, and the decision to leave behind certainty in search of a deeper answer. Instead of treating enlightenment as a sudden miracle detached from ordinary life, the story emphasizes preparation, ethical sensitivity, honest questioning, and the willingness to learn from teachers while also recognizing the limits of borrowed ideas. The account presents spiritual progress as something shaped by relationships, mistakes, and repeated choices. That approach helps readers understand that insight is not reserved for special people, it is connected to attention, humility, and courage. By depicting the Buddha as calm but not superhuman, the book makes it easier to imagine how inner freedom can arise amid fear and confusion. It also highlights the shift from self-focused striving to compassion-driven clarity. This topic matters because many readers get stuck between idealizing spiritual figures and dismissing them as irrelevant. The book offers a middle way, honoring the depth of realization while keeping it accessible and practical for modern life. Secondly, mindfulness as the thread through daily life. Thich Nhat Hanh is widely known for teaching mindfulness in everyday actions, and this sensibility shakes the entire retelling. The book repeatedly returns to simple practices that stabilize attention and open the heart: mindful breathing, mindful walking, and mindful awareness of bodily and emotional states. These are not presented as techniques for self-improvement alone, but as ways of meeting life directly, without being swept away by craving, anger, or fear. Through the unfolding story, mindfulness appears as the foundation for clear seeing and compassionate response. It also serves as a bridge between contemplation and community life, showing how inner training supports wise speech, patient listening, and nonviolent action. Readers can sense that the path is not limited to monastic settings. It is a way of inhabiting any environment with steadiness. This theme encourages practical reflection: what happens when you pause before reacting, when you walk without rushing, or when you notice the first signs of tension in the body. By making practice feel ordinary and repeatable, the book invites readers to experiment rather than merely admire. Thirdly, building the Sangha and living the teachings together. Another major topic is the formation of a spiritual community and the challenges of living shared values over time. The narrative shows how teachings become real when they are embodied in relationships, rules of conduct, mutual support, and a culture of understanding. Community is presented not as an escape from society, but as a training ground where compassion is tested and refined. The book highlights the need for harmony, the handling of disagreements, and the importance of maintaining integrity when popularity and influence grow. It also points to the role of friendship and mentoring, suggesting that personal transformation is easier when supported by companions on the path. Readers see that a Sangha is not perfect. It is a living organism that requires continuous care, honest communication, and recommitment to core principles. This emphasis can be especially valuable for modern readers who feel isolated or who equate spirituality with private self-work. The book suggests a broader view. Awakening includes learning how to live with others, how to share resources, how to teach without arrogance, and how to create structures that protect kindness and clarity for the long term. Fourthly, compassion in the face of power, conflict, and suffering. The story does not ignore the social realities surrounding the Buddha's life, including political tensions, class divisions, and personal tragedy. Instead, it frames compassionate action as inseparable from inner freedom. The Buddha's response to suffering is shown as both intimate and systemic, comforting individuals, while also challenging harmful assumptions about status, purity, and worth. This topic highlights how nonviolence is not passivity, but a disciplined way of meeting conflict without becoming what you oppose. The narrative also conveys that suffering is not an abstract concept. It appears in grief, illness, aging, and the consequences of human decisions. Readers are invited to consider how understanding transforms reactivity and how compassion can be strong enough to face difficult truths. Thich Nhat Hanh Hain's broader legacy and peace work subtly informs this theme, emphasizing reconciliation, careful speech, and the refusal to dehumanize. For contemporary life, the relevance is clear. Many people feel overwhelmed by division and uncertainty. The book offers a model of leadership rooted in calm presence and ethical clarity, showing that real influence comes from reducing harm and increasing understanding, even when circumstances are complex. Lastly, Core Buddhist Insights, without heavy jargon, while the book reads like a flowing narrative, it also introduces foundational Buddhist ideas in an approachable way. Readers encounter key themes such as impermanence, the causes of suffering, the possibility of liberation, and the role of ethical conduct, concentration, and insight. Instead of presenting these as abstract doctrines, the story ties them to moments of lived experience observing the mind, facing loss, practicing restraint, and choosing kindness over pride. This approach helps readers grasp that Buddhist wisdom is practical psychology and ethics as much as philosophy. The narrative naturally suggests the value of right view and right action, showing how understanding deepens when it is applied in real situations. Importantly, the book does not demand that readers adopt a rigid belief system. It demonstrates how inquiry, direct observation, and compassion can coexist with faith and devotion. For newcomers, this can remove the intimidation that sometimes comes with religious terminology. For experienced readers, the simplicity can refresh familiar teachings by placing them back into human context. The result is a learning experience that feels integrated, where ideas and practice support each other. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want to understand the Buddha's life in a way that feels intimate, readable, and spiritually useful. It can serve newcomers who are curious about Buddhism but do not want a dense academic study, as well as practitioners who want inspiration that supports daily mindfulness. It can also appeal to readers interested in ethical leadership, compassion in conflict, and building community without coercion. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the book's steady encouragement to practice in ordinary moments breathing, walking, speaking, and listening with awareness. By presenting awakening as a process shaped by choices and relationships, it helps readers see that calm and clarity are trainable, not accidental. Compared to similar books, it stands out for combining narrative warmth with practical orientation. Many biographies either focus on historical debate or present a devotional tale that can feel remote. Thich Nhat Hanh Hain offers a middle path, a story that invites reflection and gentle transformation without heavy jargon or pressure. If you want a book that informs, steadies the mind, and encourages compassion in everyday life, this is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh Hain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.